Amen. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time we're in. Father God, we thank you for being a part of what's going on in the world today with our prayers, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Father, that you're cleaning up the world. And Lord, we thank you that revival's fixed to start here in a little bit. And we praise you. We ask, Lord, that you warn all the people out there before it's too late to either move or get out of the way of these earthquakes that you've got coming up. And all the things that has been prophesied that you've given words about, Lord, that you would warn your people about and let them seek you to find out if they're in the right place or in the wrong place. And we praise you and we thank you, Father, for doing that for all of your elect. In Jesus' name, Lord, lead us and guide us tonight. Lord, we're going to have a praise and worship tonight that's going to bless you, Lord. We're going to bless you. We just believe, Lord, that your glory is going to come down with you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen and amen. Okay, has anybody got any prayer requests? I've got a big concert lined up all night long. Anybody got a prayer request what's the other one? Yeah. All right. Anybody got a testimony? Yeah, Judy.
Hi, prayer request. We'd all just agree that the weather forecast in my area for this coming week is supposed to get extremely hot. Lord, I just ask in the name of Jesus that you would have mercy on the people around here, Lord, that it not reach anywhere near what they're predicting. In Jesus' name, we cast down all the weather warfare that they're doing. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, for pleasant, normal, average temperatures here. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. have y'all heard about the second sign that they put up there? That the deep state's got up there? It's some kind of a, David tried to explain it to me, and it didn't make a whole lot of sense other than it's some kind of a optical piece that goes up in the sky that intensifies or blocks out the sun and by shades or whatever it is that they got. Now, I'm not real sure that about it, but other than that right there. So, Lord, we just thank you for bringing that all down in Jesus' name, that they won't use this against us in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Missy.
I just thought of a prayer request. I was in a grocery store today, and I heard two employees talking, and one was telling the other about being to the doctor or something and can't hear right out of her ears or whatever. And so she walked over to this one spot, and as I was, felt the Lord, say to go talk to her, go pray for her, And I didn't ask her a whole lot or anything. And I'm thinking after the fact, maybe I should have said this or maybe I should have said that and blah, 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 blah. The enemy tries to, bring condemnation on you. And anyway, so what I said to her as I walked, I said, excuse me. And she turned and she said, yeah. I said, I heard you talking and saying you can't hear right or something. She says, yeah, I have two burst eardrums, I think from ear infection or something going on with her ears. And I said, I didn't even ask her if she's a Christian or anything, It just didn't occur to me, to ask her that. And I said, can I pray for you? And she said, yeah. And so I put my hand on her arm and I said, be healed in Jesus' name. Command those ears to open. And I forget what else I said. It was pretty simple. And then, she was busy and everything. And I think maybe that's why the Lord didn't put it in my head to say a whole lot to her to keep her you know, from doing her job or whatever, you know. I don't know. I didn't really, I mean, that's just all that. And, but anyway, as she was walking away, I said, just speak that you can hear or something like that is what I said to her. And she shook her head and she, you know, she, as she was walking away, you know, so I don't know her name or nothing, you know, but Lord, you know who she is. And I just praise you and thank you, Lord, that her ears are healed. And, I thank you, Lord, that, if she doesn't know you, that she will come to know you, that she will repent and believe in you through this experience. And thank you, Lord, that her ears are healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And she has perfect hearing restored in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. I've got a question for y'all. Did y'all know that there was a Genesis chapter 1, verse 0? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found out
today. What is the verse? What is the verse?
It's verse 0.
What is the scripture then? What does it say?
I knew you was going to ask me that. The scripture is this. Before there was a beginning, there was God. Think about it. I heard that on the Instagram this afternoon. Before there was a beginning, there was God. You got to look on your face, Julie, that you can't figure it out. In the beginning,
God. So
yes, that's number one.
You're right. So before the beginning,
there was still God.
There was still God.
Okay. Anybody else got anything?
Amen. He is Alpha and Omega.
Yeah, Patrick.
My son has just, he's been back from Germany. He moved back from Germany here probably a couple months ago, something like that. He's kind of getting back on his feet. But he asked me last night or the night, I think it was last night, for prayer. If I would just, keep him in my prayers, et cetera. Obviously I already do, but I bring it up. His name is Charlie and he mentioned, he just feels like he has no direction and, just living in a continual like brain fog is what he called it. I'm not sure what he means by that. I'll probably have to talk to him a little more about it. But anyway, I just want to pray and ask everybody to agree with me. Father, I thank you for a desire or just the courage to at least express himself and express himself for help from the outside. So, Lord, I thank you. I ask you to use this desire and use this sense of directionless or lost or whatever it would be in his life and in his heart to draw him to you. Lord, we know that even a sense of, brain fog or just cloudiness, can have a lot to do, a sense of a lack of direction can have just a lot to do with the fact that we are running our own lives. And until we come to you and come face to face with the scripture and with a relationship with you as our Lord and as our God, that we are not under any authority, really. We're under our own authority. And so it's a little bit hard, or it's difficult to take direction or correction, which we all absolutely need all the time, that you provide it for us in love through the scripture. So, Lord, I don't want to get overwhelmed or whatever, but I just ask, Lord, that you would open up his eyes and increase that desire to come to you. You know what he needs to work in his heart. You know exactly how to lead him and how to put up your spiritual hand and stop and block progress in one way and one direction in order to move us in another direction. But so I just trust you, Lord. Trust you. I commit him into your hands and ask you, Lord, just to bless him and bring him solidly into your kingdom. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bring him Charlie in. Being a mighty man of God. Okay, anybody else? Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
You gonna sing a song?
God bless you guys. Now say that again.
Are you going to sing a song?
Well, I would have liked to practice beforehand. It's been a while since I've been playing.
That's okay. I'll tell you what you do. You get ready. And if we got time after we get through, maybe you can sing something, or we can do it the next time.
Well, I actually do have some songs recorded on my voicemail. Not voicemail, but voice memos. Is there any way I could just send one there?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to figure it out.
Okay, I'll tell you what, let's do. Why don't you get one and record it and put it on...
No, I've got a bunch. I've got a bunch recorded.
Do you?
I just need to figure out how to get them from my phone to Zoom.
Okay.
So, but well, we I'll tell can you figure what, that
we've
out.
Got, yeah, we've got plenty to listen to tonight. I think I got 15 lined up. It's about 2 hours of praise and worship. Yeah, did it.
There you go. That would be good. And in the meantime, I'll start practicing again, and then we'll figure out how to get them there.
Yeah. There is a verse I've heard some people quote sometimes about being in season or out of season, be ready in season or out of season. Something about that. I don't remember how that goes.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't in season.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad, Teresa, but sometimes.
I need that goad there.
Okay. All right. All right. Y'all ready for some praise and worship? Yeah, go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I just want to pray for Teresa that, Lord, if you move on her heart tonight, if we have time, and that you would just move on her heart and just anoint her just to sing, not necessarily have to play it with the piano, but just to sing from her heart. And because I know Missy's done that.
With the piano.
You're very good at that too. But I'm just saying, just pray, Lord, you would just anoint Teresa's voice and she's still led to, and she can just sing.
Amen.
I agree.
I'll sing along with you if you want. I got a bunch of shaking heads up here. Okay. Oh, take that out of there. All right, y'all ready? We're going to have a good time tonight. Well, there it is. Trying to find out if he's worthy. Okay. Come on over here. Somebody's not muted.
Okay. I think it's me.
Okay.
Michael, do you have your VPN on or something? Maybe that's keeping it from...
I do not. All right, let me try something here. Let me try something here. This the time of night that people get home from work and get on the internet.
Child in open peace, I'm leaving comfort to chase your presence. That wind I felt before, I want to feel. I'm not bound, not bound to boxes. Since the fire of the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, this wild free.
You have made these waves for me. Open up
Salvation and glory.
This is my worship. This is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it. And even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. Trust, I will obey. I don't wanna follow my own ways. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Oh, Spirit, lead me. It felt like a burden. This is the cup you have for me.
If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the life, the way. I'm done chasing feeling.
great is the Lord. So worthy of praise. Great is the Lord. One generation will commend your kingdom to one another. Speak of you, I will meditate on your wonder, and they will speak of your glorious splendor, of your majesty. Every day I'll praise thee forever and ever. Every day I will pray. Every day I will praise, for you open your hand and satisfy desires of all. Satisfy desires of all things. God. God is the key. Lord, you are gracious. You are strong. Anger abounding. In love you are. Good to all. Lord, you are gracious. You are strong. Ever only all for thee.
count of the times I've called your name some broken night. And you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia. I forget that you keep coming around. There ain't no way you ever let me down. Good God Almighty, I hope you find me praising your name no matter what comes. Cause I know where I'd be without your mercy. So I keep praising your name at the top of my lungs. Tell me, is he good?
He's good.
Tell me, is he
God?
You say your love goes on forever, that your mercy never stops. So why would I assume you'll be somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day. So what on earth could make me be afraid? Good God Almighty.
Thank you.
holds the heavens in his hands, who made the stars by the word of his power, who put the spirit in man, and causes all the earth to cry out glory. Glory to the Lord, worship him, the God of our salvation. Glory to the Lord, honor him, he reigns, he rules the nations. He is righteous and worthy to be worshipped and adored. Lift your voices and give glory to the Lord. Who holds the righteous by the hand? Who is the way in this marvelous hour? Who stirs the heart of a man and causes all his saints to cry out glory? Glory to the Lord, worship him, the God of our salvation. Glory to the Lord, honor him, he reigns, he rules the nation. He is righteous and worthy, yes, he is, to be worshipped and adored. Lift your voices and give glory to the Lord.
Oh. See? He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh. For me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion, and he is our prize, drawn to the redemption by the grace in his eyes. In his grace is an ocean we're all sinking, and heaven meets earth like an ultra sink kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about. Oh, oh, how he loves us, how he loves us all.
There's a song coming up in my soul, Lord, in my soul. There's a song coming up in my soul, Lord, in my soul. I see the light, I see the light. I see the light, I see the light. Oh, thank you, God, I see the light. Oh, oh, oh.
feel your light on my face. Is there sun coming in my soul, Lord, in my soul? Is there sun? Forever face to face.
Okay, 'cause I hear Out of the depths I cry to you. In darkest places I will call. Incline your ear to me anew. And hear my cry for mercy, Lord.
While we wait for you, surely. feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory? Judah, who conquered the grave. He is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of
there's a boy from Arkansas on there. You know, everybody in Arkansas knows everybody else. No, he had an Arkansas cap on. That's the way I recognized. Anyway, I don't know how we got through all 15 of those songs, but we did. That's just amazing. That's good stuff, too. I enjoyed it. Everybody else enjoy that? Yeah, me too. I did. I enjoyed that. That's probably one of the best ones we've had in a long time. I got something I'd like to share with you, though, if I can. This is from the book, Progressive Intimacies. I don't think I've shared this before, but I think it's relevant for me to share it again if I did. Anyway, it says, this is the Lord speaking, and it says this. Can y'all hear me okay? Let me make sure I get close to the microphone. And so will these find me, the one true and living God? With all that they know and what has been shown unto them, will they be able to get past all of the falsified misconceptions to find out who it is that I truly am? Or will these be left to wonder and to conclude that I am only a fairy tale, a figment of their limited imaginations? Who can reveal of myself to these except myself? Who can show and who can testify of the truth of my nature except those who truly know me? Who can believe me in my word to see all things come to pass that I have spoken unto them? Who can be that one vessel who will walk upon the earth in the fullness of what I have given unto them, even as my son walked? Who can give themselves fully unto me in obedience to walk in the perfection of my love, even as my son did? And yet I have given unto you all that I am. Let me read that again. And yet I have given unto you all that I am and all that I have to attain unto this place. And so you will stand before me and give an account unto me of what you used and what you did with all that I made available unto you. Will you be found lacking? Will you be found with excuse? Will you be found with reason? Will you be found with the standard of truth that can only be measured with and by my word? Will you be the one that did not compromise in the greatest of trials and adversities? Will you be the one who, when you had done all that you knew to do, but was found standing upon me and upon the rock of my word, when all else had crumbled and fallen around you? Will you be the one who has gone from servant to slave, walking in the fullness of your sonship and inheritance, accessing all that your Father has supplied and made available to you? Will you be the one who loved even as I loved and gave of your life and all that you held dear just to know the one who loved you enough to give himself for you, that you will not have to be found lacking in anything at all? Will you be the one, child? Will you be the one? Will you be the one who will give yourself unto me that the world might see me and know me as the Father who loves them and holds them dear unto his heart? Will it be you? My son, don't you know that I and I alone will meet your every need? I am your provider. I am your source. I am your ever-present help in time of need. I am your Abba Daddy, your Father God. And I delight in taking care of my children. I delight in blessing you and expanding your borders. But before I can give you more, I must first stretch you in order that you can receive more. Believe my word, my son. Stand upon that word in faith. It cannot lie, nor will it ever. Believe me, my son, I will bless you above and beyond what you can even begin to comprehend. Wait upon me. Rest in my presence. Do not be moved by your circumstances or your surroundings. Everything is being set into place. I am orchestrating you to move into a new place of abundance in my spirit. Talk back to everybody here now. Think on that, my son. Think upon the beauty of your Lord and Master, your risen Savior. Set your mind upon things above. Set your mind upon me, and I will take care of the rest. Rest in me, my son. Rest. Glorious words. Anybody got any comments? Everybody hear what I said? Did you understand what I said? What the Lord said, actually. Okay, good. I thought this was the one that I really liked the best. Will you be the one that did not compromise in the greatest of trials and adversities? Will you be the one who, when you had done all that you knew to do, was found standing upon me? And upon the rock of my word, when all else had crumbled and fallen around you. Will you be the one who has gone from servant to slave? I thought that was really encouragement to me to stand when all else fails, stand on the word of God and what it said. The flesh will fail you every time, but the word of God will stand on everything. Sometimes we get caught up in our flesh and we think, well, no, I got to go to the doctor, or I got to go this, or I got to go that. One thing you got to do is wait upon the Lord. Believe and have faith in His promises. Trust Him more than you trust what your eyes see and your ears hear and your nose smells and your feet, all, everything, what people are telling you. The only thing that is truth is the Word of God. And when we stand on that, you'll never fall. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Yeah, Missy.
I just read that this morning.
Well, okay. Your faith ought to be at Sun Glory right now.
Well, and then I was reading that part there about He's given us everything that He is made me think of what I read in the Man-Child Bride prophecy. I'd like to read that if I could.
Okay.
Here he's talking about, in 2 Peter, where it says, in your knowledge, self-control, be diligent, about diligence in your faith and, everything is inside faith. But anyway, he says, you may be thinking, it's easy to say, if these things are yours and abound, but Jesus gave us all this. For by one offering, Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering, He has perfected forever them that are sanctified. He gave us who He is, He gave us who He was. He made an exchange of His life for our life. That's the gospel. The gospel is, we don't live anymore. It's Christ who lives in us. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. And notice that Peter says, 2 Peter 1:9, for he that lacks these things is blind, seeing only what is near. That's nearsighted, seeing things from afar, not seeing what God has given us from afar, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Have you forgotten that Jesus took away your sins, that you don't have these attributes that are contrary to Christ? You have now been given Christ, 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory. What we are saying is, Jesus lives in me because the book says He's given us the free gift of his righteousness. Anyway, it's just like, when I read that, you know, he gave us who he was, or should I say who he is. He made an exchange of his life for our life. That's the gospel. I mean, I don't know. We know these things, but it was just really, at the time when I read it, it was so magnified and such, so encouraging and such an even stronger knowing and understanding and faith and belief in that fact. You know, I was just like, it just like, for lack of a better way of saying it, blew me away. You know, he gave us who he was. He made an exchange, it says here. He made an exchange of his life for our life. And if you just really think about, I was really thinking about that and thinking about that in my imagination, you know, visualizing that in my imagination, it was just like, wow, you know, like, thank you, Lord, for doing that for me. I can't imagine. The other day I was thinking about the age of Jesus when he was crucified. And I thought about my boys. They're now a little bit older than that. One's almost 35, going on 35, one's 37. And I was just thinking, oh, I can't imagine. I can't imagine being Mary. And I can't even imagine being, I just can't imagine me willingly. I mean, she had no choice in it, but just like what God did, gave his son, you know. Having two boys, you know, I mean, just even having any children and thinking about that and watching what God, watching what his son went through. And just thinking about, he's only 33 years old. I, you know, that's just how much he loves. That is such a young age to have such a, consecration, a giving of self, you know, that's our Savior. Wow. So those are just some of my thoughts.
The great part of his whole crucifixion was that he went willingly, knew what was going to happen, and he did it anyway. For us, that's the love that he wants us to have as well. Yeah. It's amazing. How many people do you know would do that? That's what he wants us. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to lay down our life to him. Yeah, Jimmy, did you have something?
Yeah, just another thought I had one time. That, you know, yeah, he knew all that was going to happen. And he knew he was going to go to his cross and do all that for us, for love. But here's another kind of another thought, is he knew from the beginning, before the beginning, he knew all that man was going to do and that he would sin. And he would go through, I mean, the hate, the wickedness. Look at we are in times right now and how wicked the world is and people and, you know, the demon-possessed people and doing what they're doing. But anyhow, he knew all that beforehand. And he decided to make man anyway. You know, he decided to make man anyway, knowing the evil that, you know, he created good, he created evil. He you know, who created that, you know, knowing all this, and he just, you know, he knew all this, and yet he decided, I'm going to make man anyway, I'm going to do it anyway. Why? He didn't have
Don't you think that he probably knew before he ever came to Earth that this was going to be his life, so to speak? Golly, man, I tell you what. The pain that he went through is a horrendous pain. Pulled out his beard, striped his back with cat of nine tails that had glass and stones, sharp stones in the end of it. Just ripped his back every time. How many of us saw the Passion of Christ? They say that that was probably the best representation of the crucifixion as far as the beatings and all of the stuff that took place that they could have done with movies. But boy, that was a bloody movie at that time. And the thought that came to my mind is, how many people would actually do that for people they don't even know? But he loved them because he had the love of God in his heart. That's amazing. Lord, get us all there. Get us at that point, Father, when we'll die for all of our brothers and sisters. Anybody. Everybody here. And everybody that's listening. Lord, put that love of Christ in us to do that. Love everybody, even the most filthy, vile person, to love them. Yeah. Yeah, me too. That was bad. All right. Anybody else got anything? Oh, we're out of time. Good gracious. I didn't know you were out. I'm sorry. All right. Lord, we thank you for a wonderful evening tonight. Lord, receive these praises from us because they are definitely from our hearts. We love you, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for guiding us and leading us and showing us what you'd have us to do, Lord. Be with us tonight and today, wherever it is, where everybody is. And Lord, we thank you for being with us, showing us what you have us to do. Give us encouragement as well, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Where is it?